let me just introduce you guys. Dave's like one of my heroes. Dave went to college on an engineering scholarship, wrote off-Broadway shows, produced TV, studied cooking with Paul Bocuse, cooks Chinese better than anybody, knows more about wine than anybody, and is now the big shot at McNeil Lehrer Productions. Rob, I think, officially owns a dry cleaning business. Is that the story?
No.
Rob, at least, was a Navy SEAL commander.
No, I was an enlisted guy. But yeah, I was
okay.
Enlisted.
And now
I work for the Army.
Okay.
But it's in a how can I say it? I'm a work in program management for them, and there are lots of different programs going on.
Right. Times. And we often don't know where he is, and we worry about him. But he's here, and for right now, he's alive, and we're happy.
Anyway. This is a safe place, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Rob is really into food and wine, speaks about wine beautifully, just like that real honest, non-snobby love for wine that very few people have. There's like the people who don't really know.
Is that what you mean?
No. Dave's also totally in a set. You know, I mean, the snobby people are all the people who don't really know, you know, but the people who love it are just a pleasure, you know? And there's not that many of them. There's a lot of people who use wine as status. But what I love about you guys is you just love wine for the deliciousness of it, the human art element of it. You know, the whole thing. It's a pleasure. It would just open my eyes. I wasn't into wine until I started hanging with Dave and his friends, and now you, and it's great. And I'm glad to introduce you. You should meet Alex,
that's,
too.
Well, that's one of the nicest things I've heard anyone say. That's great.
Well, there you go.
It's really
my pleasure.
Next time I go to San Francisco, I'd love to meet you.
Alex, yeah. She has the best parties. She found a beach nobody knows. She discovered a beach. And it requires hiking 2.5 miles through canyons to get to. And you get there, and you can't go in the water because there's great white sharks spawning.
It's also very cold.
Yeah, it's where the great white sharks spawn. You know, it's unthinkably dangerous. But she cooked.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh. She cooked. You have to be careful. You can kill someone with just a shoulder. So she cooked chowder on the beach.
Wow.
On a fire.
Oh, I remember she talked about that.
It was incredible, and it was delicious. She's like one of these, like, overachieving people. I mean, just... Yeah.
Okay.
The meal we had on this remote beach was better than we'll have tonight. Let me take the middle, though, Rob. You grab the flank position.
Okay, did the music stop? Everybody sit down.
That's good.